Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? Well, you're not alone. Many of us do.
Yeah, exactly. You can say Mac Wilds joins you in that because my friends have insomnia. It's real. It's real out here in the field.
But do you got to go to a meeting for that? Never mind. I don't want to get canceled. But how does insomnia affect like your productivity? Like how does it affect you trying to get shit done?
I mean, because I'm not sleeping at night, of course your body will shut down at other times. So I'm constantly trying to find like that balance. So Mouse, I think we have a product for that.
We do. Our new sponsor, Feels, has something that can help. So what is Feels? I'm going to tell you. Feels is premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Mm. I mean, you don't got to go looking for the weed mail. You don't got to go looking for nobody. You ain't got to make no calls. It's coming directly to your doorstep. Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness.
Yeah, I used Feels for the first time a couple days ago. And yo, knock me out. And it's you stay clear headed, so you wake up kind of you wake up fresh and everything. It's not like a
almost like a daisy.
Almost like a daisy.
Now Feels is easy to take. All you got to do is place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. Now Ryan, you was talking about it before.
Yeah, the product alone is if you know like the little droplets in the bottle, you put it right under your tongue. It's amazing. Sleep well, no headaches. You're good.
Yeah, it's a fact.
It's a great product.
So if you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide your personal experience. You feel better naturally, and there's no high hangover or addiction.
That's
so
a fact.
When we're talking about membership, guess what? If you sign up today, you become a member, you get 50% off your first order.
Ooh.
Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel anytime. So I'm telling you guys, if you become a member right now, you get 50%
off
it's real. Your it's first real. Order. All right? Feels has Mac and Ryan feeling better every day, and it can help you too. Become a member by going to feels.com/nextdoor, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/nextdoor to become a member and get 50% off automatically at your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/nextdoor.
You heard?
Now let's get into the episode.
You can be all the things you always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul glow, baby.
Feel it. I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
the guys next door. You heard?
And we are back in the club. We are back in the house. We are back in the neighborhood. The hard way. Uh-huh. All three of us are here. Ryan, what's up with you, boy?
Yeah.
Yo, that boy Ryan Wilder, boy. What's up with you?
Feels good. It's a nice day outside.
It's a nice, very nice day outside.
We're back together.
Nice. We're back together.
The family is together finally.
Last couple episodes.
Nah, I appreciate it.
Mac, you was on the road. You was getting to the work.
I was getting to it, man. I was getting to it.
How's it feel to be back working?
Feels good. Feels good. Be back on set and shit, you know. I think, I don't know. It'd be weird, man. Like, I'd be feeling like...
Word of magic, one of them ball playing niggas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they got money. Yo, Ryan, you with us?
Of course I'm with you, man. You talking about him, Bird and Magic. He's talking about Italy. I'm not. I have nothing to do with Bird or Magic. I'm not on set.
It was a paid in full line. Yeah, I hate y'all.
I love
niggas.
Paid in full. You know that, bro. I send you the shirt shit?
I don't remember, but I hate it.
You love paying for that's what you said. I like that shirt.
I like the shirt. Shirt was right. Fire,
shirt
I'm not
fire.
Wearing a shirt full of snitches.
It was Bird and Magic on the shirt.
Yeah, but I know
they
that
snitched.
Magic snitched.
Magic gave up a lot.
You right. Magic took a life. he took a life. I'm not taking life for nobody.
Now Bird, he might have snitched.
Oh, he's a white man. He's definitely telling.
He knows police.
Magic took a life. He took a death sentence and did not tell. You give me the death sentence on the line?
Magic is fire. I fuck with Magic. Clapping
I'm
up
telling
on
that.
Clapping up for Magic. Clapping for Magic. Absolutely.
But yeah, so you say it feel weird to be back on set sometimes?
Nah, it's a great feeling, bro. Like even beforehand, it's kind of like I feel like I'm watching all of these movies and all of these great performances or even whack performances, and I'll be like, damn, like I just want to be on
set. What's the worst performance on screen you've seen this year?
The worst performance that I've seen on screen this year.
This coming from a technical aspect, not like a hater.
I gotta think. Like, what have I seen this year? Like, you know what's funny? One of the movies that really didn't fully sit with me well was Aladdin. I wanted it to be so much better.
Aladdin was really bad.
I can agree.
I wanted Aladdin to be so much better.
So was Lion King.
You know what's crazy?
It was all right, but it wasn't necessary.
You know the crazy thing about Aladdin was, like, we know the story, even though we haven't seen it in a long time, because mm-hmm. like the original. Like, Will did his part.
It's Will Smith. That's what I'm saying.
It's Will Smith. He's going to always do his role. But if you're on a movie with Will Smith, you're going to have to know as a director or something, everybody got to step their shit up.
Niggas got to step up, boy.
It's Will Smith, bro. Like, the nigga don't miss.
He don't miss.
Rest of the cast, rest of the movie, I don't know. But Will Smith, when he performed,
he's showing up.
Nigga, Gemini Man was fire.
I haven't seen it.
That shit was fire because of him. And niggas was sleeping on it because the rest of the movie.
I watched Aladdin on a plane on the way here. And
bro, I watched the fucking 15-year-old version of him cry, my nigga. I said, Denzel. He hit him with a Denzel,
that's
boy.
That's fire. Crazy. Those are two that don't miss. Crazy. Denzel and Will don't miss.
Never.
Crazy. They don't miss.
Never. And I don't think they could ever, like, I'm so excited to see Denzel in, like, this next transition, like, when he's, like, the James Earl Jones of the shit now.
Like, God? He gonna play God?
He gonna have
he
to.
Might. He might have
God,
to. Right?
Yo, if God talked to you like Alonzo from Training Day.
My nigga.
I knew you was gonna make it here today. when you turn Catholic, he'd be like, I'm putting cases on all you bitches. You want to be Muslim?
He goes wild out.
Shoot program, nigga. 23 hours.
He can play any, like, Lord. Like, he can play, yo, like, anything.
He's an old-ass killer and Equalizer. And at no point do you be like, this shit not real.
He was blind in Book of Eli.
In Book of Eli. Fucking niggas up.
Super hockey.
Yo, you think we'll ever get a Will Smith, Denzel film?
I think we get
Denzel. I'd cry.
That'd be so fire.
Will Smith wants some De Niro, Pacino shit. Yeah. Like,
what? But would it be?
I don't know.
You know who it would have to be? Like, if we're talking Al Pacino and De Niro, it'd have to be fucking Denzel and Wesley Snipes again. Nah, I'd have to see another joint with them.
I don't really want to see Wesley right now.
What?
He didn't get Blade again. I don't really want to.
Yeah, he definitely didn't.
I'm not gonna give him Denzel if you ain't get Blade back.
Yeah, but they redoing the story, so he can't be old.
I'm talking 20 million and 20 million.
Fair.
I'm not talking 20 and
fair.
Six. Five, four.
Damn, Denzel and Wesley. That shit would be fine.
You don't need the biggest budget for that. You just need a Denzel budget. Denzel and Will. You need some college tuitions.
Yeah, you gonna
you need some college tuitions.
You gotta call them the big dog. Everybody, yeah. Tyler Perry can't get that.
No, he could.
No, he can't.
Not in Atlanta. They're not gonna film that over there.
That's, I mean, they on the set.
They would love that.
But nah, you ain't gonna get that. Cause they gonna know what he gonna do.
It's
gonna be simple. We noticed. All right, so you want to tell the story?
Okay. Oh my gosh. Here we go. And we have begun, ladies and gentlemen.
We're off.
All right, go, mouse. Boom, it's on you.
All right, so here goes the Tyler Perry story for Denzel and Will Smith led movie.
What is this synopsis?
Yeah, this is quick synopsis.
There is
Mac, tell me if I messed it up. Hello. So Madea is actually training to be an assassin.
Oh my God.
Right? So.
While
she's being an assassin,
I want to hear it.
She's gonna be out here to save battered black women.
Oh my God.
Preferably ones with light skinned baby fathers.
Oh.
Well, how are you coming at us?
No, I'm just telling you the way Tyler Perry writes his movies.
This is
the way Tyler Perry writes his movies. So obviously, Mac Wilds is the lead baby father.
He's the baby father.
He's fucking this bitch up.
I'm the bad guy.
So one day he goes to just rear back and knock this bitch out. Madea's hands grabs it. Says, "Not today,
not
sir.
Not today, sir."
And then right when you think Madea about to fuck him up, bow. Denzel knocks her the fuck out.
Okay.
Like the Equalizer.
All right.
Right?
Wow.
And then you hear, and then when you look in the corner, Will right there. Now, Will is, he's reprising his role as the Fresh Prince.
Yo,
Jesus Christ.
I'm done with this movie.
Because this is what Tyler
Perry. I didn't turn this shit on.
Y'all niggas sleep.
Nigga said, all right, I'm hollering you. BT Classic, I'm hollering good. First BT Classic.
I ain't gonna hold you. Me and DeVal, shout out to DeVal. Me and DeVal was talking about it the other day. The only reason I got that BET at Martin.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they got Martin?
Every episode.
Wow.
You don't got to watch no commercials.
How many users you get on that app?
Wow.
Yeah,
hold on.
That.
So, did
send
you,
that on password. I know you got the Disney joint. I know you got that. It's ten a password, bro. I give you a dollar.
I'm already out.
I give you a dollar. Bro, it's $7.99. If I give you a dollar, and you get ten. You make your money back.
Bro, I told niggas off rip. I'm not sharing.
Yo, listen,
family, bro.
Oh, nigga, listen. I didn't even know about the bow.
Hold on, yeah.
He know about the bow, but I ain't know about the bow. But now we family when the Disney Plus involved, right?
Thanksgiving ain't happy. That's when he talk about the bow.
I'm so fucking happy that the Disney back on this podcast, so we can talk about how I'm treated amongst the three. Brothers.
Yo.
So when y'all see us out, y'all be like, oh my God, y'all camaraderie is so real. Y'all relationship so real. Y'all like,
yo,
really brothers.
Hilarious.
I want you to know, yeah, like real brothers. These niggas got the same mother and father, uh-huh. And I got a different father, so we treated different. I want y'all to understand how I'm treated amongst this podcast, y'all.
Did y'all hear that that fucking Netflix did the ultimate G move?
Oh, with the Nickelodeon shit?
Oh, what?
Yeah,
the day Disney dropped, they said, oh, nah, yo, Nickelodeon, let's tell them about our little situation.
Let's talk about our shit. Let's get it done.
Yo, Jimmy Two Vest is here.
Happy birthday, my guy.
Happy birthday, my nigga.
Yeah, yes, sir.
What'd you do to celebrate your birthday? You burned all your vests? All right, bet.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. I want that nigga to get rid of all his vests for his birthday. I'm going to enter another year.
You're going to be best. Looking like Aladdin. Damn.
Jesus.
I'm just getting back.
Yeah, we're getting back in the groove. You're working with us. So, Mac, you've been working?
Yeah, man. I've been working on this show with Kevin Durant.
Hey.
Katie.
Now, is Katie acting?
No, he's actually executive producing.
Katie.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, what is it like? Or like, have you had that interaction on set with him, like just seeing him executive
not on
produce,
set?
Or?
Not on set. Me and him have talked like before I went out there, kind of just chopped it up like at his birthday and like other little spots.
That was a good night.
We have not been in the studio since that night.
Whoa. Yeah. Since that
what
day.
A night.
What
day.
A night.
What a day and night.
Whoa. Day.
Definitely and night.
Lord of mercy.
That was great.
Could have got ugly for some people.
Holy moly.
It got ugly for somebody.
Yeah.
he was already ugly.
No, but yeah, Katie.
Okay, but
let's talk about the positive things that happened at night.
Speaking about KD, he's just mad hype. I think.
How many brushes is on set?
For me, a lot. I got to keep these waves in check.
Do you let him use a brush?
I haven't seen any brushes assigned to him. So
this is the thing with KD. I feel like on TV. We see that it can be brushed there, but if we see him in person, we'll never notice that because he's 6'11".
That's a fact.
You see what I'm saying?
We don't
if
see
he didn't
the
play
time,
basketball,
from 5 feet out, you're going to see it.
Nice too tall.
From 5 feet out. Nigga, he's not... There's not fog around him.
There
like,
has to be some elevation.
But it's a tough...
That's what I'm saying. If I'm 5 feet away,
has to be some
if
elevation.
I'm walking up, you can see it, bro.
I don't think so. He's 6'11". I really don't think
bro,
we've seen
him. He had a hood on that night.
Yeah,
he definitely did have a hood.
I don't feel you see that.
And the other time that I seen him, he had a hat on.
You can't really. You feel what I'm saying?
Whenever I see him at the Barclays, that nigga.
But
he's mad far away.
Hold on. The only
but
thing
I can
that
see
you,
the spots.
But
you
I'm feeling.
See
I'm,
the
not, I'm not saying.
Back.
I'm not saying you.
You can see the BDBs right here.
That's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying you were sitting courtside. I'm not saying you up top. But I will be saying you're probably at least three rows.
Wow.
Three rows.
The money.
You see how you do me?
That's crazy.
Yo, every time you see KD at before the season, it was high profile teams. Like it was a lot going on.
So
I can't really get too close. Niggas with dreads, Oakland, really not. You know, you're not getting too close to him. You know,
Nathan. I have, you know, I get a lot of love. I used to get a lot of love. I used to get a lot of love at the Barclays Center before these motherfuckers came to town. Well, very upset. Very upset that these niggas came to town. Made it very difficult for us real niggas to get in the building.
It's all right, though. You good, though.
It's very, you got to have a ticket now.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, no. When Barclay first opened up.
Nigga, last season, everybody free.
Forget basketball games. Concerts. I've seen them push the metal detectors down and get busy. Busy. Everybody in.
Yo, matter of fact, you remember.
It's amazing. Good old
classic night.
Uh-huh.
You remember we went to the Jay-Z concert?
Yes.
You remember at first they was going to wand us. Yeah. Then they just let us go.
They were like, yo, I've never seen. It was like they were like, hold on, we got to wand. All right, y'all come on. Come on. I'm like, I could have.
We could have had everything on us.
It makes sense about the whole he who shall not be named bullshit. But you know, I digress.
Don't know who you talk about.
I don't know who I'm talking about either. I'll say that. I don't know who I'm talking about either.
We try to keep it positive here. We're all doing better in life than the last time we was on this show. So
praise
I'm trying
God.
To.
Praise God.
Yeah, you know, so.
Pick him up.
Damn, yeah, son. Where'd you find this?
Yeah.
But so you're working, you're back in the groove, feeling good.
We back on it. You know, I'm not the football player watching the football teams play and sit in the crowd no more. Your boy is active.
Were you feeling like Kaepernick for a little bit?
Not Kaepernick.
But definitely like mellow.
More like mellow. Like somebody come get me. Somebody.
We could do this.
Yeah. Like I could work.
Now let me ask you. Now in those moments, do you ever begin to be jealous or hate or like envious or just like over analytical or critique heavy when you're seeing others do what you want to do?
Yeah, I do. It's something that I fight with, of course, but you know, it's a real feeling, man. Like you start to kind of doubt yourself. Like, damn, son, like what am I not doing? Like, what do I got to do to get out there and really show these niggas that I could fuck this shit up?
Did it feel and then like having podcast success and success that we had over the past year? Shout out to us, by the way.
You know,
I'm proud of all three of us as a collective.
You heard?
But then
I think we might hit a mil before the year.
No, we definitely gonna hit a mil. But so exactly my point, like hitting a mil on a podcast that we just started in February. Being on platforms like Root Picnic and we fucking under 20 episodes, having a large podcast success and did you begin to like, what's the word I'm looking for? Did you begin to like not like the other things you were doing because you weren't working in the field that you crafted first?
Nah, honestly, if anything, it made me want to go harder in the other fields. Like I'm like, well, somebody, I got to get this work somehow, some way. Like there's too much going on in life to kind of just sit on my hands and feel a way that shit ain't moving, you know what I mean? So I gotta, niggas gotta get up and get active. Like, but I can't sit back and let another man dictate what the fuck I can and cannot do, you know?
That's a fact. We talk about that all the time, and it's patience, really, for us.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of times, things will happen fast, and a lot will come at you, and you got a lot to handle, and then it's not even a down period. It's just like a reset.
Mm.
Or it's like, get your mind back to it, or something just got to start over a little bit. It's a big reset, but then it's like, yo, when it comes back, just be ready. Because we so hungry for it at always.
That's a fact.
So when it comes, just honestly, just be ready for it. Because whatever you wish for, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, niggas don't even, they don't use this time. It took me a while to realize, but I've used this time, like the time that I haven't been active to be on my Kaepernick and really just work out every day. Like the acting classes, actual working out.
And that's the crazy part. And that's what I was always like. Like it didn't hit till after a while, like because we're like around each other so much, so I'd be like, damn, this nigga acting class, and like just a black person, because you know how black people, we look for the instant gratitude, right? So if we see somebody doing something, we're expecting to see the answer right after, right? So even me, knowing this industry, knowing what we work in, seeing you at the acting classes and seeing you put the work in, I'm like, damn, this nigga doing all this, ain't got no gigs. What the fuck are you talking about, like? Like, remember, I think we was recording one time, you were like, yo, I'm going to be late coming from class. And in my mind, I'm like, Like, fuck the class. You ain't even hit nothing. But it's like, once you got, you gotta trust the process.
You trust the process. And for Mac, it's probably because I watched it. We talk about it all the time. You're like, yo, this is going to happen. It got to happen. Like, I want it to happen. And then we in Atlanta. I turn around, he's smiling from
it is
from Georgia to fucking Nebraska. I'm like, yo, what's good, bro? Like, I'm in Atlanta with you. I've been here with you. Like, what's so happy? What's so good? And he's just, I'm like, oh shit.
Was that
that's
Lunar Day weekend?
Yep. Yeah, man.
Okay. And he found out that day, and after that, I'm just like, oh. I told him, I was like, oh, blessings come for everybody.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That ain't just one.
That's a fact.
And they don't come in once.
Nah, they don't.
Especially
not for us.
Especially when your whole team is winning.
They come, like, for threes.
It's going to happen. Threes, fours, fives.
That's a fact.
Baseline got to be three.
Yeah, that's
how we talk.
That's minimum on a rider. That's what it's going to be. You all right, bro?
Really? You all right?
James, you ain't been in the studio in a while either. You fucking up, bro.
Come on, son.
Come on, man.
You directing.
Come on,
this nigga here. Director directing.
Wow, I'm trying to come.
Producer director, come on.
Producer director.
But now it's a process, bro, and that's what it is for all of us.
Well, now what about you, Ryan? What you been up to? It's literally been like, you know, a transparent moment. Y'all know we record these in one clip, or usually over a few days. So by the time you hear it, it's about a month out.
Sometime.
It's been. What are you pointing at?
Oh, your phone
went. But yeah, we've been out the studio literally for like two months.
It's been a minute.
So what have you been up to, Ry?
Working, traveling.
I'm about to say, shout out to some of your work earlier this year.
Big announcements, y'all already know. Well, y'all know now, but the episode's out. A lot of my friends are Grammy nominated.
You heard?
I got a little something to do with it.
Say that one more time.
Hey, all my people's is Grammy nominated. Oh, I got something to do a little something. So it's like, it's good to see in the process and trusting what you believed in and other people didn't. And when they told you somebody wasn't hot, and then now they hot. And it's like, I told you, like, it just feel good.
And especially for you, because it's like, as big as a personality as you are,
I don't
your
talk
job
about,
is like essentially playing the background and pushing others.
I play so much of the background in music in my career that nobody be knowing what I do.
They just know you got
they
the,
just know
they just
I'm
know you
there.
Got
I'm
the
around.
Submariner, Stone Island pants.
Everything fake.
You know.
And they got a lot
fake.
Of money.
Only thing not fake is my friendships.
Wow.
My family. Wow.
I am still on
and
the fence
money
about
in my
that
because
I didn't know about the boop boop
until chill out. There's nothing. Listen, all I'm saying is I've been blessed. I'm going into some serious more times in my life. And it's just time to like stay positive and just dig deep and take the punches, and life is life. Like, we gonna all be out.
So how does it feel like knowing, like, because I'm pretty sure everybody, I mean, all three of us, we've dealt with hard times and are going to deal with hard times. And obviously we have the three of us to lean on, and not just the three of us, are all three collective backings and networks obviously now. Like, but what is it like to see the hard times coming? Like, I don't know if you want to get deep, but you see the hard times coming. Like, you're looking at it and you know it's coming.
I don't think, I mean, I've been in situations that had to do with, like, you know, like the law and shit like that, where you kind of see it coming, but it's
but it still hits you off.
But it's more like it could possibly not happen.
Right.
It could happen. The shit that I'm seeing now is like, I see it.
Right.
And every day it gets closer and closer. And now it's like, and now is a date to it. And it's like, it's in my mind, it's like, all right. Let it be.
Right.
Whatever happens. But I know I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't get out of this situation if for nothing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like every day. I'm not gonna say it's more stressful. I'm just ready to get shit done with. Like,
I'll say this, man. As a friend, as a business partner, and as your brother, man. We're not gonna talk about exactly what it is.
I mean, I don't have a problem because I know everybody's gonna ask after this shit.
Exactly.
So if you want to,
go ahead.
Basically, my mother has kidney failure, and I'm giving her my kidney next month. So about a month away, I will be one kidney raw.
I want you to know that's what I'm gonna say.
That's gonna
like
be
like you know good and well. Man.
That is fab.
That
you
minute
me in the phone is one kidney, bro.
It's gonna be one.
That
it's gonna be
so
one. It's gonna say 1K, bro. Wow. Niggas gonna be like, why you calling 1K, bro? I'm be like, yo, come on, my hip is gonna fuck
about
you
it.
Up.
I'm
like,
Ross Stacks.
Ross Stacks. It's Ross Stacks.
Ross Stacks.
It's 1K.
Chill, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So. Nah, your just, one kidney ride is gonna be fire.
I'm gonna be a new man. I just hope I'm at the doctor's. I'm at the doctor's the other day. The lady's like, yeah, so you good? The procedure is this. I'm like, yeah. So you, cause they take the kidney from like your abdomen, like, so they gotta go under and shit. So I'm like, yo, why you there? Like,
I've been
working
abs?
And I'm like, I've been working out. Can you take a little fat out? Like, we there already. You feel me? Like, yo, we there.
And you're laughing.
Yo,
and I'm actually want to take this serious.
That's what
for
I'm saying. Yeah, we there.
Why can't they do that?
I'm asleep. I'm not that. Why can't you just take
a little fat?
A little on both sides.
Because right here it's so hard to get away.
It's right there.
Shout out to Zeus. Shout out to us working out. We look like we've been working out
for a fact.
But nigga, this little shit right here.
I'll be real. I haven't worked out in like 3 weeks.
I'm at a week and a half.
But this is because in my mind, after surgery, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna lose weight.
It's like
so
2 days.
So I don't
want to
be.
It's like 2 days.
Y'all seen a new, what's it called? Like y'all seen a new show? Marlon Wayne's a new movie he had on Netflix?
Sextuplets?
Yes. Yeah. Remember the little one? I don't want to be him.
I can't.
And I come out mad skinny.
What is wrong with this?
This is what I'm trying to say, man.
I'm supposed to be
I worked at the gym a lot to gain like 40 pounds,
your sympathy pussy. Through the roof.
I don't want it.
Through the roof.
That's the first week.
Wow.
Wait, what do you mean?
He said he don't.
Let's talk about this for a minute. Let's be honest. Yeah. Let's be serious for a minute.
Because sympathy ain't the best.
No. Fuck out of here. First of all, that's a lie. Sympathy head is fire.
Too sympathetic.
No, that is resentment head.
There's a difference.
Sympathy head. And she be trying to fuck it.
Oh, man.
Be like, but no, so Matt, we be outside. If you said, yo, I don't even want the sympathy pussy. I don't even want the pussy. That usually means
you got
something on the other side.
You got a little
like you
situation.
You got something you don't want to violate.
You got a little situation.
Same for me.
Situation. I'm single.
Will arise. And rise life. But you got to be smart about it.
Oh wow! Yo,
man, see, I didn't make fun of me already. I still got two nigga fight.
Kidney punch is gonna be different, son.
It's gonna be nothing there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm gonna see Ryan hit him with the kidney punch. Like I felt nothing. I eat those.
Yo,
it's crazy.
Yo, again, bro, my nigga, real shit.
You already know we got your back 100%.
We got your back.
We got mama love back.
Look, I'm gonna be in New York for like a month.
I know.
It's gonna be lit.
I'm proud of you, bro.
It's gonna be lit. We might have to bring the podcast into the crib.
That's a fact.
Fine.
Live from the house.
Like, live from the crib.
Live from the crib.
You say you good, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. How you feeling?
So look, when I'm hurt, I don't want to hear no shit. If I call y'all, a nigga need a little some food. I don't want to hear.
Nigga, you already know how that go, nigga.
We all
in the town now.
Look, I'm gonna call about
your
mouse
all day.
Your mouse, you gonna send me some food?
I'm on the road.
Yeah, you know.
Look, watch how you do me. But Mac, I have your back, right?
Nigga, like cash at me. I'm like, how much? It's 40. I'm like, yo, bro, I just got some ramen.
I would do you like that. What would Mac do?
Nah,
I would know. What would Mac do? So if you call Mac for what would you do? He probably come over, chef it up, right? Like, make a 5-star meal, right?
He says, come chef it up.
Come chef it up. Make a 5-star meal, right?
Like, I need all that.
Like this, with the 5-star meal. Because that's what Mac could do, right? But Mouse, I asked you for the bread bag, right?
I'll tell you what Mouse would do.
Here go the bullshit. What would I do?
He would try to bring me some sympathy pussy to my crib. I'm like, yo, I'm hungry. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Open your door right now. She right there with
but
the...
But look, I can't lift nothing over 20 pounds for fucking 6 weeks.
So if she get on top, you good.
I don't know. That's abdomen work. It's over.
All right, so what if she...
I don't want a hernia. If I get a hernia, I'm sick.
So what if she been over? You can hit it from the back.
Oh,
No. We got to really talk about this shit now.
I don't know.
Like... So how you supposed to get pussy?
There's certain positions I guarantee you can do. If I can't lift anything
if you can
for
stand,
6 weeks
you can
over
get,
20 pounds,
you can get head.
You got to be very careful. Don't put too much pressure on that.
So you got to stand up.
Yeah
gotta you got to stand up on that.
Got to.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh, shit.
Can't even like get money. I can't even get money. That's a lot of hat.
I want niggas to understand how much we love our mothers here.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I can't even get money.
You're not just giving up a kidney. You giving up pussy.
That's
money.
Nah,
the way of life.
Nah, if it's pussy
for mama
money.
Love.
Oh, I get all that, but I can't get money.
I can't get money.
I can't beat my mans.
Nah, son.
That's crazy.
Nigga, that's mad. That's an ab workout, bro.
Yo, that's mad disrespectful.
Next time, look at your abs when you're doing it. That's an ab workout, bro.
I feel he's going to feel disrespected. Damn. When I come back, I come back with a vengeance. You know what somebody told me?
Yo, when I come back,
Somebody told me that once I lose my kidney, my stamina gonna be OD'ing.
Really?
So, if that's the truth, take my kidney too.
But I don't know. But you know what's crazy? Kidneys is worth a lot of bread.
Nigga on the black market.
$200-300
Yeah, like it's not a joke, son. Like niggas is out here.
I love her because 300 bands.
You giving up 300 bands, ma. And you ain't even asking for a back.
Word. I don't even need a back.
Yo, take that.
Hold it down.
Yo, that's like giving a nigga a couple keys.
You
giving a nigga, what J. Cole say? Every brick is like 100 words. That's a few bricks.
Yeah, I'm giving bricks up.
Kidneys is about 300 bands.
300 bands.
A liver is about 560.
I don't want to do the liver because... I drink.
You still need a liver.
I don't think you give a liver up.
You can't give it up, right?
Nah, you got two.
I think, no, you
can't give your liver up.
A piece of it, I think. Because when it grows,
it regenerates. So you might be able to give a piece elsewhere in your own body. I don't think to somebody else.
Okay, all right.
But as for kidneys, we have two. So you could give one away.
So basically, the black market for kidneys is like, I mean, for.
Yo, what if you pee on yourself? Because now you got one less kidney. So you might not be able to pee a lot.
Oh, my God.
Or you might not be able to hold your pee.
I'm going
to
pee a lot. I know people with one kidney though.
How much they pee?
They're regular. This is what they told me. Cheap dates. You get drunk faster.
Oh, that's a fact.
It's lit.
That's a fact. That's
two
what I
shots
hear.
And I'm here.
Bop, bop. How?
That mean you getting
$2.
Yo, that mean I'm about to say
maybe 30, 35.
You getting $2. You getting a $2 level. You $2
I'm gonna be at the juice bar.
Yeah.
I'm just getting my joint right. I'm gonna get some good juices. Shit gonna pop back up.
I'm about to say,
the good juices might do it.
Might just pop like this.
You hit the juice bar, like, and you get the right. You get the right concoction.
I'm gonna get that tatted after.
What juice ball?
No way, Jose.
I don't know. I'm
gonna do like the X-ray with no kidney then.
You're childish.
That's fire.
That's fire.
Probably throw my mom in there somewhere. Like, oh, this is something. We're gonna make it connect. She's gonna be lit.
Make it work, niggas. We got it. Work wise though, what it's like? What you been up to work wise?
Managing new artists, I'm not going
to
break the space. I'm really just doing me, man. Like, between the podcast shit, this new artist, of course, me giving this kidney up.
He got this one new artist that's kind of fire. I'm not going
to lie.
Once again, nice to know.
You've been on a roll, bro.
Cool.
That's all right.
I found out because I kept asking what the nigga does.
No.
I kept asking what the nigga does, and Ryan was on some like, oh, I manage him. I'm like, what does he do?
Anything we want.
Anything we want.
Yeah.
But that's coming soon. And that's, I don't want to talk about my life no more. Mouse, what's up? What you doing? I know you just.
What's up with you, my nigga? Like, what's going on? Because I've been seeing you moving.
I ain't going to hold you.
Hold on. I've been seeing you moving, Dad. Like, I've been seeing
tired.
The nice threads. I've been seeing the good garments.
You ain't always seen good garments. What you saying?
I know. I'm just saying, like.
Nah,
it's like
about to get
extra
tight.
Good guns.
Nah, niggas about to get me tight.
Niggas say, it's just okay, so but not it good.
Yo, your shit was kind of poo, man.
Nah, yeah, it coordinated, but it ain't coordinated.
With the Q?
Yeah, the cool. My nigga, you on TV and shit.
Shout out.
You know, niggas is panning to you while Kirk Franklin is talking.
Kirk and you. And Ernie.
That
was a line of black excellence.
First of all, that felt so good. Let me tell you, that Soul Train moment. This is my third BET award.
Could we go next year?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I do. They ain't send me out there this year. That's why I see what the fuck going on.
Yo.
I see why not.
Nah, but right, we'll make it happen. Like,
I'm trying to present an award this year at the.
All right, let's do it. We're gonna do our setup, right? We're gonna do our presentation.
All right. What we present? What we present?
I got you. I'm gonna be the other voice, and then I'm gonna be us, right?
All right, here we go.
I want you to shut the fuck up. Don't ever ask me. I'm gonna be MC Light.
Bro. Stop ruining a war moment, yeah?
That's why the fuck you ain't coming.
Yeah.
You're not in a different shooter when we go on the road.
Somebody that lives in Vegas already.
Somebody that lives in Vegas and don't wear vests.
You don't
wear vests to the awards.
Right,
no vests in Vegas.
How's it going to go?
All right. Now, here to present your award for the 2020 Soul Train Icon Award.
Ooh.
Mac Wilds, Fly Ryan, Mouse Jones, the guys next door.
Yo.
Who won us? We'll fuck you up. We'll jump off stage.
Yeah.
Don't play with us.
I know you might not know us, but you know.
Now you know two of us.
You definitely know me. I get my kidney up. You heard? Shout out to my mom. She right there.
Yo.
My mom.
Mama!
Here to present this award for Icon of the Universe.
Icon of the Universe.
No, 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 no. Fuck it. I won't do Icon no more. I won't be real mixy. All right. Here we go. Now to present your 2020 Soul Train Best R&B Artist Award. The Guys Next Door. What's going on?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
All right. Ready? We're going to read the prompter. Ready?
Yeah.
This award goes to an artist who is able to traditionally encapsulate the legacy that is R&B music.
Without their contributions to the music this year, we wouldn't have been able to move, shake, rattle, and roll.
From the mountaintops to the waterfalls, we've all loved the great music they presented to us this year.
Here are the nominees.
And the nominees are...
And the nominees are...
Who are the nominees?
Ice JJ Fish.
All right, bro. I'm not about to play with this nigga, son.
Wow.
Not about to play with this nigga, son. We try to be serious for a minute.
Wow.
And here the fuck you go.
Wow.
But you know what? After last year, Ice JJ Fish might have a chance.
About to say,
he might have a chance.
Jacquees.
Doing his thing.
Jacquees. So we got Ice JJ Fish, Jacquees, Lizzo.
Yep. And
Mac Wild.
Thank you. Wild.
All right, we're not going to say who won because we know who won. Mac Wild, let's go. Yeah.
I'm out of here. You already know what time it is. Fuck whoever else won.
Yeah, you already know.
We got it.
Now we present the award next year.
That'd be fire.
We're going to make that happen because, I mean, we're us. We're going to make it happen. Even if we got bogarted.
I'll be there.
But yeah, this has been my third BET award. The second time, like, getting mad TV time. So, I appreciate that. That shit was like full circle. Like I was sitting two rows behind Kirk Franklin. Me, Wale, and Money, we was talking about some shit, and then Wale was talking to Kirk. So he right there. So I shake his hand or whatever, and then I'm like, man, I gotta show him the video. So I show him the video from Chicago. And he's like,
Melodies from Heaven.
And so he's like, That's you. I love this video. Take my number. Call me, man. Let's figure out how to do something, Kirk.
That is
Kirk,
my man.
We got to get him on the show. I got some questions.
No. I'm not going to ruin that.
We're taking Kirk. If we do that, that means we have to do a specific interview off site so we can do the interview, leave, and then put it in an episode.
Yeah.
Because if he's on a whole episode, it's over. He's losing all his. He's
bro,
losing
I swear.
Every
shit.
We're going to make Kirk Franklin curse.
Yeah, but then he might gain a new fan base.
Nah, son.
Nigga, no. Yo. It's too old. All
right,
bro.
I heard you. I tried. Because I'm
dead serious asking, like, so what was you watching that was worth $30,000?
Nigga, look at you like, Stone?
What were you watching that was worth $30,000? I want to know, especially because the shit's free online.
He going to say, look, Mac, it made me clap my hands.
I bet.
Make him want to dance. And Stone.
What my people say. Stone.
Nigga said, what my bank said.
Y'all niggas gotta stop playing with Kirk like that. You know Kirk is like literally like two doors down from Jesus. Y'all gotta stop playing with him like that. Why you keep playing with him like that?
That nigga was beating his shit like it owed him money, bro.
What? Why y'all keep playing with him like that?
You think it's funny? I'ma beat my like it owed me money.
I'm so sorry.
You know Kirk's daughter listened to our show.
Wow.
I'm glad. That's why I let y'all keep going.
I'm sorry, Miss Franklin. I'm sorry.
Little Franklin. My fault. We are for real.
No, they are for real, not me.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was a dope moment.
Never thought that card would decline.
Also being able to sit a row behind... Earth Gang, our boys.
And that's before the Grammy got nominated.
That was right before the Grammy nomination. That was right after they performed. Johnny had an amazing performance.
That song is a wild, yo.
Yeah, that song
so
is fire.
What song?
What song is this?
The shit they did with that girl.
Oh, for Queen of Slim.
Where boy do the poem and then Johnny sing. That super talented. His mom was there, super excited, so that was dope.
That's dope.
So that was just a dope. That whole weekend was dope because I was working double time. So we had trap karaoke on Saturday.
I heard you shut it down.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I heard Vegas got shut down.
Yeah, trap karaoke is not a game.
I had niggas hit me up talking about, you in Vegas?
Yo, like, you know how many people is telling me where you going to be that I know you not? They yo, Matt's coming to this trap karaoke. I'm like, all right.
Heard you.
They telling me this in my DMs. Telling me, I'm like, yo, okay.
And that's because Mac nice enough to be lying to people. Oh, you gonna be? Yeah, Queen, I'll be there.
I can't do it.
Yeah, brother, I'll be there. Yeah. Bring me a mixtape. I'll be right there.
Oh man, yeah, exactly. And then they got it in the backstage waiting.
They ain't backstage.
Mouse like this.
Bad taste.
Hey, Mac said, I tell you what, they not backstage.
I'm gonna make when I go to the first one. I got all y'all who y'all can't get it. I'm gonna make the credentials for y'all. I'm like,
December 6th.
Back door. I got y'all. I had me $20.
You in the town, right?
$20. What
day? I know you're not in the town.
What day?
December 6th.
Nah, you still here? I thought you was going to Miami.
I go
7.
So yeah, I go to no.
Oh, you go before?
The 8. I go to 8. I fly in specifically for that party.
What day is that?
Sunday.
What party?
The yacht party.
Who party? Daytime? Daytime mix?
Yeah.
Shea butter, baby. I'm going to be just right on that boat.
Just know
I'm on the boat.
Just know we there. Shout out to, what's his name? Camp. His Instagram name is,
It's We There.
It's Camp Band, the Blue Man. It's his birthday yacht party. So, you know, he reached out. And then also I'm bringing my favorite DJ from the town, DJ True Blends.
Okay. He's gonna be there. Island Tunes.
Yeah. So, you know,
we Island Tunes.
Tunes. Camp Band, the Blue Man. So my nigga John, he reached out. So that yacht party's going down that Sunday at Art Basel. So if y'all down there.
Big tour. If the boat don't take off for me, I'll make it.
Nice. I know how that go.
Okay.
But yeah, so December 5th, December 6th, homecoming for me, honestly, because Trap Karaoke is in New York City. So I'm solo host.
Damn, last tight.
Time
I'm miss that.
Last time we was in the city, you know, I had some help.
Yep.
I ain't need no help, but I had some help. Now it's the solo show.
You ready?
So, good. Like it's homecoming. It's full circle.
Everybody has, ago, you know, everybody like, got their roles. It's your turn. Take
four,
over.
4 years ago, I was in the crowd at the very first Trap Karaoke. Me, Taki, Julius, a whole bunch of ghetto fucking Brooklyn niggas, Bronx niggas, like dirty niggas.
No music.
Like dirty niggas. And we just hijacking the stage. Like, oh, you're not going to let us on? So we singing from the crowd, taking over the whole party. You feel what I'm saying? So to go from that to now where we at now, it's a beautiful thing. We've been literally everywhere. I can't even lie to you and run down the names of the cities we've been in. I've literally lived on the road for the past 2.5 weeks. Ain't been in the gym. I don't know who I am.
I know. I'm like I've been seeing you moving. I was like, I ain't seen no check-ins.
There's literally no gyms where we be at. We be in these fucking tertiary places. There's no gym.
Like, yeah, I know.
So, like, hold on one time. What was that word again? He said some
what was
shit.
That word again?
I just let it go.
I just heard a T.I. word of the day.
Tertiary. It just means three.
Like wow.
Third. Okay.
Three?
No. Wow. Like,
what?
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know. Don't even repeat it.
I got to look that word up.
Anything Jesus. Else? Mouse? Anything else you're doing?
I got a big announcement. I got a big announcement coming. I can't contractually. I can't do it now.
Okay, so we can't.
But something big is coming.
I got a big announcement too.
Woo.
You know, contractually, I can't speak about it, but we will talk about it soon.
That's dope.
That's fire.
You got the spin?
Yeah, he did.
That's dope. Yo.
I like him.
I like this guy. This guy's going
spunk.
For him.
He got spunk.
He got the pizzazz.
I got Moxie, kid.
But yeah, other than that, just working, man. My kids is happy. And that's all I really care about. They loving life, and that's all I care about.
All right. I hear you.
Taking my little girl to Paris for her birthday on New Year's. That's my big flex. Parenthood is my flex now.
I like that.
I heard you, King.
No, right. Here go the funny part. You're going to get somebody pregnant on your day off.
On my day off? I would hope it's on my day off. So I really love that woman. I gave her my time and my energy. Full day of 24.
You're going to give up a kidney and a baby. All in the same week.
I'll probably get a boy.
That's disrespectful. Wow.
Wow.
Low blow.
That hurt a little bit.
That was a fucking low blow, you piece of shit.
Don't come out my kidney.
May your first child have both kidneys.
So then if I need one,
pass it off.
Keep
pass
it all in family.
Run that shit down the line.
Whatever, man. Now, I'm glad that we all, on a serious note, I'm glad that we are all individually doing well and that we are all collectively doing well. We have to thank the neighborhood for y'all continued support. We almost had 1 million listens. No matter what, y'all support us. Y'all curse us out. Y'all cursed us out for 2 weeks straight about not having an episode, and we apologize to you for that.
We do. We do.
There's no excuse, rhyme, or reason, but we're here now. And I think it's only right. I know we don't do current events, but I think it's only right that we discuss the elephant that's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Elephant.
Fucking your man's work. You know, April, Fizz, Omarion.
Wow.
I know y'all DMs look as crazy as mine about this.
I wasn't ready for this, but...
Listen, they've asked us.
I'm here.
I know the guy next door DMs, they've been asking. They want to know what we think about it. So,
for a fact.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
You got
so hot.
It's hot than a motherfucker. It's literally nothing but niggas in here too. So
it's hot as hell. But let's
start with you. What you think about this situation? For those who don't know, if you may not know, it is official. I guess it's. I feel like TMZ when you say it.
She's
like,
pregnant, right?
What? I don't know that.
Oh,
son, you gotta stop playing. That's some LA shit. Only you know. My you bad. Dead ass?
I heard.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In my mind, what could happen next? You
pregnancy or STD?
You,
wow.
Both. You.
Wow.
Live together.
Wowzers.
You live together.
With both of your kids.
All right, so let me tell y'all who don't know. Omarion, Lil Fizz, they in this group, B2K, Millennial Tour, big things. It was lit. Then Omarion had a girl, put two babies in her.
Bop, bop.
Left her, I guess. And I don't mean a ban. I mean, like, I guess the relationship
didn't
work.
Whatever happened.
Right.
We don't know as much as
fuck. Exactly.
As
next thing you know.
It wasn't the next thing.
No, I'm saying next thing we know.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, Love & Hip Hop storylines come out. Omarion's baby mother and Lil Fizz, his bandmate, are now dating.
Yep.
They come out. They confirm it. The world's been ablaze. Ryan, what do you think about this?
There's some real foul shit going on out there. I wouldn't appreciate it if I was old, but he is taking it like a champ. He's very keeping his poise.
Yeah, I was about to say,
he's
this not wilding. This nigga's poised.
He knows something we don't know. I can see that.
Lil Fizz could beat him up.
I'm not even going to go that far and say
I think,
that.
I think Omarion knows Lil Fizz could fuck him
up.
I think he has fucked him up back in the day.
Listen, I think this is more about... I can't say it's a relationship for clout because I just hope this shit is real. That's in my mind. I hope this is as real as it gets. I hope y'all never break up. Because I don't want this to be at the end of the day. Like,
it has to.
You know what I mean?
You date my baby mother and you my nigga. Or you that close to my situation.
She better be the love of your life.
If she's not nigga and y'all break up, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Because if they have a child, right? Let's say they have a child. They grew up like... His Fizz's kid is like what, 10 or something like
yeah.
that? He's known to be like his uncle, I would think, right?
Yeah. Uncle, that's Uncle Omari.
Uncle O or Auntie April or
Fizz's kids know
or O's
I mean
kids,
O's kids know him and Uncle Fizz.
You see what I'm saying?
Whatever.
So it's like, how does that? That's what I'm confused about. You live in the same house. What is that conversation like?
Is this like a new age version of
the Brady Bunch?
No, of like,
yuck.
Right? Disgusting. Is this like a new age version of the whole Dr. Dre, Suge Knight, and Michelle moment?
No, because Dre and Suge were at odds when Michelle did that. Mm-hmm. So that would make sense.
So that was just like getting back
and
at
also,
you type shit?
You know what? I take that back. Yes. Same
thing.
That's what I'm
saying. I feel like this
same
is the same
too
exact
close
thing.
To the situation.
Yeah.
And I put... Now, the only difference is between Michelle and Dre and Suge, I expect Suge to do some shit like that. Like, you at odds with him, and then it happens. You weren't at odds with him. At anything, y'all on the road getting money, trying to do this, and You get what I'm saying? You do some shit like this. Like, I don't think there's so many questions that would arise in my mind, right? Like, so you
just
you was always looking at my bitch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You had to always look. That shit didn't turn around.
Like, none of my friends, if you my friend, like, see, you already know. Yeah, yeah. That's family. I look at her like,
you're watching. Nigga,
stupid ass and out.
Exactly.
Like, that's family. I don't see it. Ryan, never mind. Clearly, there's things I don't know.
Wow.
So I might hit on her because I don't know that it's her, and you know.
I mean, it didn't matter if
y'all that good. Huh?
No. You, it don't matter if you know or not. You're gonna shoot regardless.
I have to find out.
All right, there's a difference between shooting.
No, you know, we can talk about that.
No, there's two different differences.
Right.
There's a difference between, yo, my man shot at my ex joint, and that's my man, and we was together, we got kids, and I don't know. Or, yo, that's not really your girl, or you just mess with her. Yo, boy, I know you used to.
Or even just to having that conversation.
That's how me and Ryan, like, if we be honest, that's how me and Ryan met.
That's
like, me and Ryan met, like, even I just knew Ryan from being around you. Then we start doing the show, but at the same time, I'm talking to something. I'm like, she kept saying, I'm like, yo, Rod, what's up? Like, and Rod played it like, nah, that ain't nothing. And I, in my mind, just because me and him getting closer, mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, I can't do that. Like, even though he said, do it, and I knew it wouldn't be nothing weird.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's my man.
Of course, because in my mind, it's like, if that means so much, you tell me. But it also depends on how far along right. you are with that girl.
Right.
You could come and talk to you.
Right.
And I'll be like, yo, you'd be like, yo, Rod, does this mean something to you? And be like, honestly, we used to date back in the day. It's good.
Right.
But you could be 8 months invested into that.
Right, right.
And
right.
it's like, at that point, it's like, yo, you don't care. Nothing right. about it is gone. You can't hold on to that.
But this nigga brave.
But there's a lot of, oh yeah, brave. That post he posted, like I said, on the phone with your BM and my fashion over meant.
You would.
Bad fit.
That fashion, first of all, that's a terrible
brave.
Fit. But that fashion.
But don't say it. See, son, now you're just doing stuff to
fashion over meant.
That fashion over fit would be your last fit,
and then,
bro.
And the crazy thing is, O's had interviews. He's just like, yo, if they happy, like, cool, do your thing. He's not going on, feel me? He gonna get another hit. He getting a hit this year.
Oh, it's
he is right. Oh, and write this album
and the Millennium Tour 2020 is happening.
So, but how is he gonna get?
I think it's about to be just Omarion. I think Omarion is gonna be by himself, which I would much rather see.
Damn.
No, Beats K got hits,
boy.
But we can still play them.
We gonna do the.
No. We can still play them with just Omarion there. Why can't we?
Really? Who else do you need?
No. All you gotta do is get 3 background dancers.
And fuck it up.
And they all just do it. And
because he used to do that.
Come on.
He used to do that.
On the road. Shows, yeah.
But I'm saying, that old album and that 21
I'm
album.
I'm with you, bro. I'm here for
tour. We staying with
I'm going for the background dance.
Matter of fact, you need 3 background dancers.
That's a fact.
It's 3 of us.
You don't got to worry about us.
I'm saying, we ain't going to fuck your baby mama.
I'm doing nothing of sorts.
Yo,
oh my God, too.
Yo, Omarion is really on some Zen shit, though, bro.
A ton.
Like, that is a level. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't wish to ever be on that level, but like I like the shit.
I've never seen this level of unbotheredness from a black man before.
I approved that.
Utterly astounding.
Like, because at this point, it's not even that you care about the woman involved. It's the disrespect.
Yeah,
they are disrespecting your name,
nigga. The picture says on the phone with your BM,
and it's a Fashion Nova
ad. And you're in the middle, and it's a Fashion Nova ad.
Like, why are you?
You're not gonna shit on me in Gucci. You gonna shit on me in Fashion Nova?
He can't.
By the way, it's not my brother just written this. Just got my first pair of Gucci socks.
Wow.
I didn't think I was worthy.
Wow.
My lady thought I was.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Just lame.
Congratulations, black man.
I have no idea how I'm going to wear them or what I'm wearing with.
But you just know
when I wear them.
Wow.
If Fashion Nova paid you, you wouldn't do no ad?
No.
You're bugging.
No.
Count me in.
We'll do it on the guy next door page, but not for me.
I'm in. In character. What up?
You said what's good?
Rod in his Nova.
Rod.
In his new Nova.
Fine.
Nova Rye.
Follow me. Check.
I'm good, babe.
I don't gotta wear it outside.
But I think you do.
No, I don't. You can't tell me I have to wear it outside if I post it on my page. That's outside. Get out of my face.
Are you gonna go right back in the change?
Yeah, regular.
You can't wear Fashion Nova with Stone Island, though.
they won't ever be together. They don't. They're not even cousins.
I think you can.
You can do whatever you want, but I wouldn't.
They just want you to have a piece on it.
It might be a calm fashion over tea. That's just a black tea. Don't say nothing. It's just black. Might fit good on the skin.
Ugh, no, it won't.
Damn.
Nigga, that is
he said, ugh. Fashion Nova, look, hit me.
Hit him.
Holla at me.
Promo code. I'll rock it.
I only wear one kind of t-shirt.
And what's planes. That?
Plane got the best t-shirts in the game, son.
Planes?
Planes got the best t-shirts in the game.
Hold on.
I'm telling you right now.
I'll try it.
Got the best t-shirts in the game.
Listen, I will try it, but I am hard pressed to find a better t-shirt right now than Uniqlo.
There we go.
That is a fact.
Planes. I'm telling y'all right now. Planes t-shirts are the best t-shirt, son. Like, it's gray, black, white, whatever. It is the best fit.
Let me look this shit up right now.
It's the best. Nigga, hey, Gil.
I know, of course.
Like,
that is a fact.
Like, it's the smoke. But all right. So let me pose this. Is there any situation where your man could date an ex of yours and you wouldn't look at him weird? Or is every ex off limits?
I think the main thing here is one, the narrative, which I think.
Yo, that nigga said, I wish they would change the narrative, and I realized, oh, he gangster.
That's a fact.
He said, I don't care. I just wish they would change the narrative.
That's a fact.
Say, it ain't about me. It's not about me. Leave me out of this shit.
Like, y'all, if y'all want to be happy, be happy. Like, it has nothing to do with me. Like, keep me the fuck out of it. So one part of it is the narrative. The second part is the conversation. Like, what conversation are we having? If you are my man, or even somebody I thought was my man, what conversation did we actually have to? Again, nobody is property, but it's just a common courtesy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll say this: it definitely depends on how close that person is to you.
Yeah, for a fact.
If you knew the girl before you knew him, is it out the question?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So we got that level. If I'd known the girl before I knew you,
and here we go. I know hyper masculinity, toxic masculinity. I'm working, y'all. Give me some credit here. I am so big on respect.
It's big. That's a big thing, bro.
That, bro, if you are dating, like, it can't happen. Like we just discussed, me and Ryan wasn't as close as we are now, and we had no idea that we would be. I thought, okay, that would just be Max, man, I know I'm cool with. Mm-hmm. I would have no idea that this is somebody who will be at my future baby shower, somebody I will share life experiences with. I can't do that. And that was somebody we said, bro, go ahead. Like, I don't care. Imagine it being somebody. Nigga, what?
Nah, you my man's. It's a different world. But if you somebody.
Everything is off limit. If I'm your man. If you my man's, everything is off limit.
Your girl's a sis.
Your old kills, your main joint, situationships, whatever. If you fucked with it, if you put your dick in it, if you kissed it, it's yours. I'm leaving it alone.
I live by that, bro.
I don't know. Hold on. I got a question. Because only one. There was one thing
leave
in that sentence.
Leave my bitches alone.
There was one thing in that sentence. Just, in my mind, like you said, it's not a possession thing. Like, it's not mine. If you have happened to talk to somebody years ago and y'all did whatever you did, and it resurfaces in my life, and that wasn't your lady, it's a different story.
Okay. I'm not gonna judge you. But for if it was
but
me.
But if I'm your man, if I'm like your man, right. Then nah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the three of us. Mm-hmm. If something from my past pop out, y'all gonna talk like nice. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa, something from your past pop out. Oh, Mouse, I love you.
It's a conversation. But all that comes with a conversation. That's what I'm saying.
I think the conversation stops before it even gets to your friend. The conversation stops with that. Like, but listen, we can't do this.
No, but I'm saying the conversation is who you know. A lot of times you'll meet a girl, and we don't know. And then something happens, and then we wait till something happens to go tell, yo, boy. Unless I'm in New York or I'm next to y'all and I meet a girl, like, yo, see this? If I'm over there and I meet a girl, I'll probably wait till.
I'll probably wait till after
the situation is done.
You're right.
Not saying I didn't research it. And even if I see that people follow each other, I don't necessarily. Especially if it never came up in a conversation.
Especially if it's us.
I met women that told me, yo, I can't fuck with you because you know my boyfriend.
Right.
Then I'll go through and I'll look at incoming friends and I'll be like, there is nobody here that ever came up to me and said, this is my girl. So in my mind, it's like, so you won't do it because I know somebody you think said they was your man.
Fair.
But in their mind, they not saying it because
they already know the situation.
You ain't that.
But also, niggas would do all that and still feel away over these bitches,
absolutely,
too.
That's
but
the
so
one thing.
I got a whole nother situation that's kind of that I really want to know y'all thoughts.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever had one of your mans try to alley-oop you to an ex?
Yes.
You have?
No. Wait, try alley-oop you to...
Oh, no. Like,
give you
had
his
an
ex?
Like, on some, like, yo.
And he tried to throw it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that situation?
I'm like, nigga, you're out of your mind.
I think...
Nigga's like, yo, she love you, bro. Nigga, you are smoking.
I think... What people fail to realize is, if you pass them to us in my circle of friends, don't expect for it not to happen. That's what a lot of people do. They be like, yo, you can get it. Knowing... in their mind, you're not going to get it. But my friends get it. And now you tight.
We don't miss.
Niggas don't miss.
Like
we shoot, we're not missing.
And I'm not even trying to be cocky, and it's not to be corny. If we don't take it, that's because we don't want it.
And you know the crazy thing is? It's easier for us to take it fast and get it done with and put it to the right than to, we're not going to cuff it. You know what I mean?
Nah, you can't. You gotta expect definitely.
Especially at this portion of my life, like
we not cuffing it. But what we are gonna do is, if you're telling us, oh, it's lit, some of my friends might try.
Like at this portion of my life, I'm 30 years old. Like I kind of like, I love and crave the companionship.
Right.
So even if I wasn't happy home, and I was out in the streets, I would still be looking for something to cuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put myself in a predicament where I could possibly cuff something that is
already
cuffed by my mans or touched by my mans.
Yeah, it's
or
different. It's different.
The shit, like...
It's like 7 degrees of separation type shit. Like,
and I don't like being number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it's 12 degrees, I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in it at all. I will pass.
That's a fact.
I think this shit is very messy.
It is.
And I think if you have... Anybody I see condoning this, I'm already like, oh, you weird, boy.
If that's
I'm about to say, I've been in a situation where I had a nigga try to throw me a joint that, like, not only like somebody who, like, I've seen that he was with. I've been on dates with them, like on some, like,
see, that's too,
like,
crazy.
Bro, this
man
is crazy.
It's like, it's cucks.
It's like you thought about me. It's like you thought about me having sex with your girl.
Yeah,
like,
niggas be cucks out here, bro.
Like, why you want to just be like, yo, he did that? Like, nah.
Yo, Mac fucked my bitch. Mouse fucked my bitch. Ryan fucked my bitch.
Y'all know me. If we like something, we gonna say from jump, hey, yo, boy,
foul. You're going to hell.
This nigga is crazy.
Oh shit!
On the ones and twos.
Now, but it's like, yo,
I can't even
have a baby by me, baby.
I forgot. Oh. I forgot what I was even going to say.
Have a baby by me, baby.
This nigga Mouse is a dick.
Have a baby by me, baby. Be fucked up. Gracious. Have a baby by me, baby. Be in worst position.
Oh, go ahead. Nigga's crazy. I don't even know what I was about to say.
Yo, who? I mean, what words?
I forgot what I was going to say.
No,
he took my whole train of thought away, bro.
Yo, that's crazy. Crazy.
I'll bring it back. It's just in my mind. It's just not a. It's not a brotherly thing to do. I can't be with you every day, texting you, FaceTiming you. You my man, but not, I'm not talking about for a month or two. Like,
nah,
I just
like
met you. I'm talking about
years
of friendship.
I can't consider you my boy, and that shit.
I can't
able to
when there's down. Shit. There's shit that we know amongst the three of us. Obviously, there's other thing that y'all know outside of me. But there's thing that we know amongst the three of us that other people don't know. So imagine going from that to, yo, you really with such and such.
And especially when children get involved.
See,
when children get involved and the children know you as something else than step pops.
That's my biggest thing, bro. The kids are involved.
Kids are very much.
And I get it. Let's say this is the love of your life.
She
and all
said
of this.
She was telling him, my kids love you. Like, what?
Boy, let's talk about that for a
they
minute.
Loved you before you was messing with my moms.
I think people don't understand it to the point where maybe this is the love of your life. And maybe if kids wasn't involved, this would be something different or whatever. When kids are involved, you kind of got to, it ain't about
it's
your happiness.
Rap. It's a wrap.
It's not. You got to take that. You got to know that this looks bad on my kids. Shorty is already online patting her pussy, talking about all the rappers that want to fuck her. They kids got to deal with that already.
Already?
So now you mean to tell me
that same kid has to fuck? Yeah, bruh, nah. Crazy. You are bugging.
You're bugging out. You're crazy.
You are bugging.
Yo, that shit would hurt. I don't care how old keeping it. That shit trash.
I don't think it hurts it's as much trash. As it disappoints.
It's everything. It's like, it's probably, I'm not going to say this is true, but there's probably people that was like, yo, chill with her. Like, don't let her get too
close. Oh, definitely.
Wrong. Now it's like, it's that on your conscience. It's,
I should have known.
It's who could I trust? The niggas that I've been on tour with since I was 13 went behind my back. It's a whole bunch of shit. But that has, there's a lot that we don't know. Because we weren't in that group.
That is
there's
true.
A lot of shit we don't know.
We got to get Omarion on the podcast.
I would love to have, oh, we can get him. That's the homie.
We're going to LA.
That's see if you can do it.
Matt, come on, pop out. Just a day trip.
I'll see what I could do.
It's a day trip, Matt.
I'll see what I could do.
It would literally Monday to Tuesday, Matt.
That'd be dope.
I know. I'll see what I could do.
They said they're coming to LA, y'all.
I already booked my flight.
Yeah, he coming.
My flight's booked. Mac, what's up?
I see what I can
do. You got 48 hours.
I know. Let me see what I could do. I got people I got to talk to, situations I got to handle.
Listen.
Tell them is literally 24 hours.
I do your thing, bro.
Pray for me.
Thanksgiving.
Pray for me. Every hour. Before we get out of here, I do want to talk about just real fast. Y'all want to talk about the T.I. shit?
I want to talk. We can talk about that in a second. But I want to talk about these chicken sandwiches.
Oh, shit. I'm a pescatarian.
All
so
I want to say
I can't.
I'll keep this short and simple. Y'all black folks is a motherfucker, yo.
Yes, sir.
Y'all is really driving this chicken up.
Nigga.
I went by KFC. There was nobody in there.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while, though.
That is crazy.
Them potato wedges ain't saving the world.
Yo, it's crazy.
potato wedges ain't saving the world.
Why do you need fried chicken at 10 a.m.?
Nigga.
Nigga,
I was going through the airport yesterday.
Lines, 10
a.m.? I was going through the airport yesterday on the morning flight. It is 9 o'clock.
You know what they got to do?
Why are you walking through the airport with a Popeyes bag at 9 o'clock? I didn't know Popeyes was open this early.
You got to fuck them up. You got to. They got to do the breakfast chicken sandwich.
If they did that with a biscuit.
With a biscuit.
Stop.
Stop playing.
No, I want both of y'all to stop.
Put an egg on that.
All right, now when they do it.
We started. Fuck it. We might not get paid for it.
We're not going to get paid for it.
It's all right. Cool.
You just killed the community.
I can't. Egg whites and white mama. Egg whites.
Your arm is on fire.
Nah, that's foul. Stop. Big Mom was in the kitchen getting crazy. Oh, in the kitchen with the
stir fry.
Yo. Big Mama.
Shit. Your arm is on fire.
Big Mama had diabetes, right?
Yeah.
Big Mama went out.
Had to cut the leg off and all that.
Yeah.
Yep. And she still died.
That's the movie my dad and my stepmom met on.
Word?
Yeah.
Your so stepmom was Cousin Faith?
No. Wow.
Oh my god. You know, I'm done. I'm never asked that question again.
Why did I had to order it? Why had it because of Faye? Yo, you're wildin'. No. She worked on the movie too, nigga.
Yo, this nigga is crazy.
Where is Cousin Faye? She was in that dance studio game. Crazy.
I was only getting with chicks
to look for a Cousin Faith.
Cousin Faith was wilding. Cousin Faith, goddess.
That nigga gave it to her.
What?
Just let the pants drop.
In the studio, right? He was in the studio.
In
the dance room. He was getting crazy.
And the nigga had the bad haircut.
Horrible. It didn't matter. She just wanted that bag.
You think so?
She wanted something.
You don't think she liked him?
I think she just wanted to get dicked down. That's a situation. Like, that's your cousin. That's your cousin's husband.
Well, we already know they're foul. Like, I don't think there's no argument there. They're foul.
That's crazy.
Is he really foul, though?
Is he foul?
Because, number one, he has no obligation to the family.
That's his wife, though.
All right, sure, it's his wife.
You
hear me out? She was treating him like shit. She was demeaning him.
To hit the cousin?
We don't know how discontent will manifest from being non-supportive.
God damn, T.I.?
She didn't support his dream.
That's true.
She didn't support him in his position at work.
She didn't.
So what the fuck, like, you treating him like a kid over money? Huh. Like, what do you think?
No, she was definitely violating him, but why is his violation greater? But she wasn't letting nobody bust it.
We don't know that.
In the movie.
We don't know that.
I'm only going by what I've seen in the scenes.
But Mac could tell you, Mac, as somebody who writes movies, somebody who's been in movies.
They could try to say
It's about the subtext.
So you think she was letting niggas rip?
Oh, she was definitely, there was some nigga at work definitely tickling her.
Damn, the tickle?
The tickle. Ooh. Like, hey.
You know what that tickle means.
Hey,
bro.
Terry.
So she had the you like Terry Bone.
there was somebody she was opening doors for and smiling and saying thank you.
Her work boo was busting it.
She tasted it.
Can we talk about work boos?
Let's do it in the next episode.
All right, let's do it in the next episode.
I'm about to say, yeah, for a fact.
We can do it.
Yeah, work boos. I think so.
But she definitely had somebody touching it.
Because I definitely...
Definitely.
We should have got Kaz for that fucking...
We definitely should have. We could have interviewed Marquise and Destiny.
That would have been
and
great.
Adrian.
That would have been great. That would have been
great. That's fine. But to be honest, I really do think that she was cheating as well. I think he just got caught.
I got to rewatch the movie. It's been a while.
I got to see him. Love Jones. How you feel
Love
about
Jones.
It?
Great black film.
The movie's terrible.
Great black film.
Movie fucking sucks.
It's a great black film.
Mac, why? Because you're an R&B singer. You reenacted bullshit every song. That movie fucking sucks. Nina is the most toxic character
that is a fact.
In black cinema history.
You think so? The most?
I mean, we still Tyrese is still alive.
What
baby,
character?
Baby Boy is definitely still alive.
He was a bad guy?
He was wildin'.
Jody was a great guy. He was Baby Boy is a coming of age story.
How old was he in that movie?
About 30.
Mama, you gonna choose him over me?
Now imagine you gave your mom your kidney and she chose a nigga over you. You would feel away, right?
First of all, everybody gotta leave the house.
Everybody has to leave the house. Everybody, you gotta go too. Get the fuck out.
First of all, if I ever was to wake up,
what have you asked?
I'm asked for a back. Stipulations on my kidney.
Yo, what if Ryan walks into the crib? A nigga is butt naked cooking eggs.
What?
Nah. Ryan gonna go in the room like, yo, let me get my kidney.
Ask me, did I want some?
Yo, let me get my kitty back.
You want some? What?
Ma, I don't want you about my,
what?
I don't want you about never get my kitty back.
Are you serious?
Ma, I don't want you about never get my kitty back.
Oh, I am Vomka is big.
But to be honest, Jody was one of the better characters portrayed.
He was going through a lot of shit in
Thank
that
you.
Movie.
He was going through a lot.
Yo,
he
had a baby mother.
Snoop Dogg was
on his head.
Niggas talk so much about Jody as if Yvette didn't do some foul shit. Have this nigga Jody around her fucking kid.
Yeah.
Wasn't on the phone chit chatting. The nigga got what he deserved. Snoop got what he deserved in that movie. It should have came in the beginning.
Snoop
of the movie,
was wilding. The step pops was bugging.
Yo, he was going through it, son. He was
ragging his moms in the nail. That's like what niggas say, yo.
Yeah, yo, you did it? You ever did
give your mom a buck?
You ever did the frog squat?
Never.
Ha.
Ha. That's what I
did. Nigga, I only did it because of that movie.
Nigga was wilding on that. Oh. Whoa.
Hopping around the room. Nigga was dead.
Was And then he came out bucky naked and was making food.
Yo, this is not your house,
to have
bro.
The audacity.
Bro, you got your dick near my egg.
First of all, you're making bacon. Shit be getting popping and popping. I don't want my Johnson & Johnson all over the stove top. The stove top?
Yo. Whoa. Mad dick on the stove top. Mad dick on the knob. So now the next time you go turn knob, that's residue.
Come on, I don't want
you
that.
Like, what the fuck is this?
How you making eggs and a bacon and you bucky?
And you bucky.
And you chill, you turn around.
Bucking neck.
Nah, I'm throwing.
Yo, the nigga didn't even get embarrassed. Like, you want some?
You want some?
What? Nigga, I'm gonna kill you.
What?
My nigga, why are you so comfortable being this
naked? This is not your house.
Why are you so naked?
What T.I. said? This is my daddy house.
My daddy house.
I've been running things here since I was 16 years old. You just been here getting over.
Yo, you bugging.
Nah, but let me tell you, because what we started is Nina is the worst character in any black movie. She, number one, Darius Lovell has the worst haircut in any black film ever. He has a brushback Caesar.
Jesus Christ.
Brushed back Caesar. I was so fucking pissed off. Terrible. Had terrible fits. He dressed like James.
Wow.
Damn,
He was wearing the big oversized turtlenecks.
Damn, wow. James.
On that bum ass motorcycle.
James here to defend himself.
Wow.
Then the nigga was doing creepy shit. Like the nigga went to
gunshot
somebody else's crib to bag her because he read it off a check. First of all, he used the check wrong. You're supposed to scam that, but never mind. You're supposed to bust that up. That would have been up in them funds.
This nigga is crazy.
She gets with the nigga. Then she leaves to New York on the nigga.
Yeah.
Without him saying nothing. Then gets mad when she come back out of nowhere and the nigga is on a date with a rando. Then she go fuck with his friend, Bill Bellamy. And then, when that don't work, she get back with the nigga, take him on a date. Then when they go back to her crib, she make him sleep on the couch.
Yeah, bro.
That's foul.
Bitch, I already fucked you. Why do I have to sleep on the couch? Darius Lovell had to be homeless because no other nigga is sleeping on the couch after I already boned. I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm going home, y'all. Let
Terry bone.
Yo, Nina, Nia Long in that. Yo, Love Jones is a terrible fucking movie, and she is the most toxic character in any black movie I've ever seen in my life. I will argue to the death of that. That movie is terrible, and y'all fucking gas that shit for no fucking reason. Y'all want to have, y'all love that movie, but I bet you won't want to reenact it.
Do you
want to find a Darius Lovell?
So what
the women do want to find Darius Lovell?
So what's your top black movie?
Well, technically, the Goofy movie, because they said Goofy's black.
Oh, wow. My God.
They didn't say Goofy was black?
They did.
Goofy's black. So
that's not a black movie.
Okay. All right. So that don't count. ATL.
ATL, your favorite?
That's my favorite.
All right. Black movie. Favorite black movie.
Damn, Sugar Hill is up there, too.
Mm-hmm. What you doing, Matt? What's...
Five Heartbeats. Five Heartbeats. I know Five Heartbeats.
Coming
five
to
heartbeats.
America?
Man, that's just
fire. It did not suck.
That movie wasn't good.
It was a good movie.
It was not good.
I loved it.
What was good about that movie?
I loved it. I don't care what you like. I loved
it. But you said it was a good movie.
I like Come to America. I fucked it. You ain't fucking Come to America? Yeah. Thank you. That nigga's crazy.
But it's a good it's a good movie.
I've been to Africa.
I love Shatters.
Nigga said I've been to Africa. You don't get it. That's
they
why.
Haven't been to Africa.
You don't get it. They've been at my man Eddie has been to Africa.
Shamunda doesn't exist.
All right, but he been.
All right. Matt, what's your favorite black
neither
movie?
Does Wakanda.
That's not my favorite black movie. But
Wakanda
does
exist.
Yo, Black Panther.
It's called Atlanta.
That's up there. Black Panther is up there for me.
Black Panther.
Black Panther is definitely up there for me.
Okay.
I agree.
I love
it's
Life.
It's in my top five.
Is that a black movie?
Black Panther?
Life? What?
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, that's a black movie.
That's a black movie, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say it's a black movie.
I think that would definitely be a black movie.
Live.
So what is yours, Matt?
I fuck with Friday. Friday is Friday. The idea behind Friday that this was a guy who was a rapper who was on some like, yo, I want to make movies. And somebody was like, well, let me show you how to write a script. And he wrote a script and it became
a franchise.
Cult fucking classic and a fucking franchise. Like just off of a idea that he wanted to show a different side of the hood that it's not just all gang, like, there's not, it's
not
funny in the
hood. Yeah. Gangbanger.
We there's funny shit that happens in the hood too. I fucked with that heavy. So yeah, that Five Heartbeats, of course. God damn it.
Come on, my G.
Five Heartbeats, of course. That shit is fucking.
You can't go wrong with Five Heartbeats.
You can't go wrong with Five Heartbeats.
Like that. Like somebody asked me the other day, Five Heartbeats or Temptations, and it was easy. Five Heartbeats.
I think that's it for me.
All right. So we've been lucky enough to be back in the studio. So that's today. You got health tip?
Oh, health tip. Can we get a letter? Health tip for the motherfucking day, y'all. Make sure that when you're eating, like, cause a lot of times nowadays when we're eating, we kind of tend to stick to the same things that we're used to, chicken sandwiches, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want you guys to put some more motherfucking colors in y'all food.
That's a fact.
Eat the rainbow. Mm. Eat some colors.
I definitely think you're gonna start talking about eating pussy. I eat like when we're eating. I'm like, where is this thing going?
I mean, if that's what you feel, if pink is the color you going for,
look,
every
eat that
time.
It's crazy. My health tip was. Every glass of alcohol you drink, drink a glass of water.
Yes, sir. That's a good one right there. That is a good one. It is a
for those who drink alcohol.
I'm about to say, and it's a sneaky tip on how to keep going.
How to keep going.
Yeah.
You just got to water it down.
Drink more water. I tell you all the time, drink more water. Y'all motherfuckers be asking why niggas skin be looking so good. Drink water.
Drink water.
And wash your fucking face.
Yeah. Niggas piss be fucking
burnt orange.
It'd be orange.
Y'all are getting me tight. Whoever's downstairs better have either a fatty or something going on. Getting me tight. T-I-I-I. We have a letter? Can we get one letter?
Do we have a letter? Let me see.
Look, I'm making this announcement once. I'm gonna need for my corner. I just got a new sponsor for my corner. If y'all didn't know,
fire.
Did I tell y'all?
Well, you don't. Matt probably knows. I don't know.
You just don't read emails. They're just in emails. You just
don't tell me.
Anyways, I got a sponsor to sponsor some dates in New York City. I got a nice restaurant that would love to supply free food for a lady and a gentleman, or a lady and lady male, whatever it is in this corner, a date. So I need some males to send in because I don't really want to set y'all up with my friends at this moment. I kind of want this to be like somebody that I don't know in both aspects. So I need more males to send in some canoodle corner stuff in New York City because I will be doing one. I want to do this either December or January. I want to do my first one.
Where, then let's do it.
Yeah, I am. That's why I was making that announcement. You know, I want them to know. I want people to know. It's not all just, right. You know.
You ready?
It's real shit. I got sponsors on my side. I'm just sponsors, food, all that. Drinks, all that.
I'm just happy to be around.
I'm just happy to be here, lit. Guys.
Just happy to be here.
What you got, Matt?
All right, let's see. Let's get to one of these listener letters. I'm trying to see if I should. This one, shorty, look.
Hold on, man. Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, that's the one we're going to do.
Niggy! My assistant came to save the day. Yo, we were just talking shit
about it. Literally was just talking about the chicken sandwiches.
It's my first time having it.
What's
wow.
Yo, you know he's still on, right?
All
right.
All right. So, fake name is Alexis. Hi, Alexis. So let me get right into it. My ex and I broke up in the beginning of September for something that I did, which I admit to. No, I didn't cheat, but we didn't speak for about a week, then started talking again. We aren't back together, but move like a couple. We talk every day. I was just with him and his family. They have no idea that we broke up. We're spending Christmas together, buying each other gifts. We have spoken about the state of our relationship and decided that we both have things that we need to work on separate. He wasn't working for a while, and as a man, he said it was affecting him in our relationship. We're still fucking. My question is, am I dumb for waiting around while he gets his shit together? I still love him, and he has told me on multiple occasions that he loves me. Here are pictures of us both.
Okay.
Move this.
She's cute. Got a little body action. You
know, I actually had a conversation about this letter the other night.
So,
oh, this nigga look like he lie. Oh, he like he eat ass on the first night though.
That beard.
That's
the beard
the alone. Beard.
The beard and the vest. The vest. Yeah. Yeah, that's the
James.
That's the,
James little bussy be getting wet over this little. All right. So she's asking it.
She cheated.
She didn't cheat, but she didn't say what she did.
But she Which said to me she cheated. Said she did something.
She did something.
Well, you. So at the end of the day, you fucked up. And this she goes back to up. What I be saying. So you fucked up, violated the relationship, he feels away. Now y'all in this weird gray area where you're trying to fix this thing.
Big gray.
And it's bothering you because you don't have any type of solidarity. You don't have any type of solid thing to go off of. And now it's bothering you, but you fucked up. But if the shoe was on the other hand, he would have to sit through whatever you would be putting him through in order to fix this. So this is my problem with women and accountability. It's never worn. It is a shoe that stays in the closet. So I'm going to say, if you care about this man, put the fucking shoes on, stand in it, and you allow yourself to be there while he fixes this. Now, you can feel dumb and all that, but if you're going to breed contentment and resentment, then you should probably leave. Leave this man to find somebody he can be happy
and
with.
And if it comes back around, it comes back around, but don't for you and your own, your mental health, let it go.
Oh, fuck your mental health. Nobody care about your mental health.
No, it's everybody.
So you don't get to hurt. This is what I mean. You don't get to hurt nobody and hide behind it. It's for my mental health.
Nah, you're going
to
be hurt regardless because you're hurt because you want him and he doesn't want you right now. You're hurt. That's why you wrote this letter.
Mm-hmm.
So you already know you fucked up. We can't help that you fucked up. But sometimes time heals wounds. It could be the right thing to do. It could be the wrong. But the wrong thing to do is to think.
Or try and force him.
Trying to force him into something because then he'll say yes and then he's going to cheat on you. And now y'all are equal partners in this cheating game and now it's all over.
Actually, that would never happen because he's a black man. I don't know if you've seen the picture. He's black.
Black man. Yeah.
Black men don't cheat.
Absolutely. But that's why he'd never be in a relationship.
Yep. I'll say this. Are you dumb for waiting around while he gets his shit together? You are not dumb for following your heart in this situation. Again, you are... But you have to understand what your heart is speaking.
R.B. Mac. You have to understand. You are not dumb for following your heart.
You're not dumb. You're absolutely right.
You can't be.
You're not dumb for following your heart, yeah. But
you got to understand.
Sometimes where your heart is at is not what's going to make you happy.
So you have to.
I think we're really good at this podcasting.
Yeah, I think that was good. I think that was good.
We're really good at this podcasting.
That was good.
And this is with 2 months off. Just want y'all to know this.
I'm just scratching off. I'm dusting off the boots.
Listen, we came back. This is 45.
Boots.
There's 45 double nickel right now.
Yes, sir.
There we go. We at the garden. Well, had to bust some. Had to get some dust off. Mm-hmm. But 45.
I'm mellow. We back.
You back, baby.
We don't know now. Chill out. He doing his thing.
Those two games.
He still doing his thing.
I think they lost both of them.
It's all good. Nah, it won the first one.
It won the first one.
Yeah.
All right. We got you know what time it is.
What's this?
Time to dust off the playlist.
Oh man.
What we got? Come on, we got records.
Oh man.
A lot of shit is dropped.
A lot of music that is dropped.
A lot of music is dropped. A lot of dropping music. What we got? Ryan, what you got?
You know I'm going to have to go.
You're about to piss me off.
What? I'm fire.
No, it's not.
I'm fire. Yes, it is.
It's not fire.
So you like it better? You like Tory shit better?
Oh, Tory shit's way better than that.
I don't think
so. This album. Oh, go ahead, say it. We'll have that discussion.
You know why I don't think this album? My album I'm gonna pick, and I don't.
The album is decent. It's not fire.
All right, and what I will say is, it's better than Tory shit because we like Tory shit because of all the samples.
But that doesn't matter. That's why we like it.
But I want to hear some shit that I didn't hear. That's gonna catch my attention.
The whole album, but his whole album sounds the exact same.
I fuck with it, man. I fuck with it.
I'm gonna be, you know, pick the song because I'm gonna tell you else. What when you pick your song, I'm gonna tell you why I'm super tight.
I don't even know what song to pick yet, man. Just give me some time, bro.
I'm picking Fact or Fiction, Jacquees off that new album. That's why I was so tight. Fact or Fiction is the best song on the album.
That's crazy. All right,
but Jacquees has a superpower of making super super decent music.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I would like his R&B music on my playlist.
Decent.
I don't want to hear all the time mad samples. Not saying there's nothing wrong with Tory shit. I fucked with it.
You got to pay homage to what Tory did. Tory got all these people to come do new verses.
Absolutely. No, I get that. And I love it. But if we didn't know that sample, we might not like it as much. We wouldn't like it as much. I'll say that now.
Because
it'd be a whole bunch of old people on records that we didn't know.
Valid point.
So there we go.
What's yours?
I don't know.
Choose one.
Yo, I hate this nigga, son.
I'm going to go with E. T.K. Kravitz.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying? All right, then.
That's a mid-ass song. That's a very mid-ass song. But the whole album is mid. But Fact of Fiction is that fire.
You know why? You know why the album is not mid?
Fire.
You want me to turn this whole situation up?
Why?
His birthday is April 15th.
So what?
It's lit. Nigga, shut up. It's lit.
I don't care when his birthday
is. It's lit.
Are you sure his birthday is 15?
Positive.
That's why Fact of Fiction is fire. The rest of the album is lit.
Yo, get out of here. It's lit. Right. What you going with?
I want Summer Walker. Summer Walker, I'll Kill You with Janae Aiko. That's a body bag. That's
can I do honorable mention?
Yeah, of course.
None of your concern, Janae Aiko.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Yeah.
That song is nothing but an invitation to a toxic nigga.
Yes, it is.
Because if you tell me I'm none of your concern or you're none of my concern, you know I'm popping up.
That's a fact.
Like if you say it to the right nigga, you know, like yo, how you like yo, what you about to do? Like
I'm pulling
I see
up.
You on Instagram, you wearing that
it's
dress.
It's none of your concern.
That's
nigga, yo, what happened? Oh, you hear my footsteps.
Yo, what happened? Y'all just wanna know what happened. You good? Like, cause you playing with me.
Cause you playing right now.
Like, you fucking playing with me right now. Like, what's up? Like, who you going out with? It's none of your concern. I will shoot both of you. Stop playing with me like that.
Can't mess with niggas like that, man. She's amazing. Shout out to Janae.
Shout out to Janae.
So there it is. So those will be on the playlist. You know, you could listen to that playlist on Spotify, Apple, Tidal, everything. You listen to that playlist. Wow. Didn't feel like we was rusty at all, fellas.
Not at all.
We was good.
Shout out to the new camera guys in here. Jimmy Two Vest called in some gunners. So shout out to the camera guys. We're gonna talk to one of y'all. One of y'all be fucking women rappers, right?
We're gonna catch you.
We're gonna talk to you.
Whoa!
Yeah, he be fucking women rappers. I never heard of that before. Like he be wifing them. Like you be wifing on the woman that be talking about put my pussy on your lip, nigga, put my pussy on your hip. Like, what are you talking about? We'll motherfuckers catch, paid for this we'll pussy. What? That is a prostitute.
We'll catch up on the next episode with that.
All right. But y'all got anything coming up you want to talk about? Anything?
No, we good.
Anything?
Nah, nothing yet.
December 5th, December 6th, Trap Karaoke at SOB's.
And we all going to be there.
December 5th, R&B Live. So that'll be all R&B. We're going to have an R&B band, karaoke that way. And then you already know December 6th, regular Trap Karaoke turning up. If you was there any other time, it's never going to be like anything you've been before. Well, it doesn't really matter if you didn't get your tickets because it's sold out. But what I am doing for, I'm going to say 10. 10 is a good number, right? Yeah. For 10 Guy Next Door listeners, I'm going to do something, give y'all some tickets. So make sure you pay
attention. Yeah,
the show,
sure.
The show is sold out. It's absolutely sold out. You can't get the tickets to the encore sold out because we're doing two shows that night. Didn't know if anybody knows.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, the tickets to the first show.
Money, huh?
It's sold out, and then the tickets to the encore right after that is sold out. So I'm going to do five for the I have five tickets for the first show, five tickets for the second showing. For Guys Next Door listeners, you have to be a Patreon member. Mm. So if you are not a Patreon member, then you will not be able to win this. But yeah, so just pay attention to the Guys Next Door Instagram in the next couple days to find out how to get y'all tickets. And on that note, I've been Mouse Jones.
My name is Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are the guys next door.
You're
just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby, feel it all so silky smooth. Just let
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.